Hello, this is Jim, doing my the inaugural audio boo on my new phone. If you look at this on the webpage, the picture of the phone, my previous phone, is there. It had suffered a completely unnecessary accident of a. It actually fell off of my desk, and it was. It was attached to my computer via the USB cord, and because of that circumstance, instead of clattering to the ground, it actually just fell straight down and was held in place perfectly by the cord, allowing the full force of the impact to go up into the phone and cause a nearly catastrophic breaking of the iPhone glass. You can see it's taped up because up there towards the top, it was really close to just completely splintering and falling apart and having shards come out of it and stuff. Like, it was that bad. And on top of that, after that happened, an already sort of ongoing problem of it spontaneously switching between silent mode, vibrate mode, and the other mode, it would just do it. Sometimes several times in a row, it would just freak out. I refer to it as neurotic because it seemed like a neurotic thing, even though it's just a device. But it's like a nervous tic or something. And I dealt with it. I wasn't eligible for a discounted new phone until the end of February, and I didn't want to pay the full price to replace it since it still functioned, and I was hoping I could get one for free or relatively cheap, and I did. I got this. I could have actually gotten the next iteration up for a penny. You actually have to sign a contract and stuff, but anyway. But then I decided I could get a used, physically blemished somewhere, I guess, iPhone 4. For pretty cheap, and I decided that if I could get one for under 100, that I would just go ahead and get the latest one, because it's a pretty big jump up from what they had before. It's like the next thing. Like, the iPhone 5 will probably be in the same type of case and have most of the same things and whatever. I figure it'll be good for a couple of years. But anyway. So the topic of the audio boo isn't that necessarily, but it's about where devices are going and how much you would want them to do. And I think we're fast approaching a point where within a few years, for just about nothing, comparatively, you'll be able to have a device that will do anything that you want it to do, essentially. They're kind of running out of things to add, to need another device for. And I just thought about it just because this phone has as much as I could ever expect from a phone, really, as far as extra things. This phone, one of the reasons I wanted to get it rather than the next thing up is I knew it had a better camera and it had high definition video, and I want to do stuff with that. And, so I have this telephone that can record high definition video and take excellent resolution pictures. And I was just wondering about, how much more do I want a phone to be able to do? It could have more memory, it could, there's stuff it could do, but, I just really think, and this didn't cost me that much, it was under $100. And this is a recent device that just came out last year, less than a year ago. And, they keep churning out devices that are more and more powerful and faster, and I just feel like in a few years you're just going to get to a point where they're running out of extra things computers can do that you would need to do or want to do. In fact, they've already done that, really. But I mean, even for people who really want to utilize their objects to do interesting things, you're kind of getting to the point where you're going to run out of stuff. Like, you run out of the need to get another device. At least for me, it's getting pretty close, I think. And that's it.